saving heart stuff later.
It feels strange to be like saying hello to people who
nobody's gonna be listening. Yeah. For some reason, when your friends are dead, it's so much easier when you don't even care.
Hey, everybody. This is the basic idea. The show is, I guess it's called 86, with Brian and Gore. The basic idea is taking the Academy Award nominated films from each year, beginning with the year 1986, which was also the year of our birth. And it also made sense for us because we'd like to be 86ing a lot of these movies. And we've also been 86 from many different bars throughout our lives, me maybe more so than you. I think I wanted to do this because I like talking to Brian about movies. He's a very funny guy, and he's beautifully dismissive, which I find very liberating. It's nice to know somebody who can exile a movie based on very little else but gut knowledge and for the mere bad taste in the mise-en-scene. I recall just, I think it was a week ago, Brian had never seen Paris, Texas, and you know, a movie that's pretty across the board renowned,
pretty lauded,
beloved, and he just started texting like Trump, like all caps, hate, despicable. You know, this movie. Mostly in just reference to our Rye Cooter's folksy quote score.
What was I talking? What is it? Oh, that bullshit score? That score is bad.
Which I don't even honestly remember.
It's bad. It's bad. Yeah. As I looked over to my bookshelf, and I have, I'm a big fan of, what the fuck is that? It's called Los Angeles Stories. It's a Rye Cooter's like short story book, which is fantastic. But the music is very bad, very twangy, and
don't remember
a little too fucking earnest for my taste.
Yeah.
Do it earnest on the earnest side.
Yeah.
Ernest goes to Paris, Texas. Yeah. That was all about.
Yeah, I would say that probably I was thinking about this and I was thinking like, oh, what is even when I don't agree with you, I find it so fun to talk to you because you're just funny, just in your impassioned exiling of films. But I would say that probably the movie that the earliest example I can think of solidified our bond would have to be Anatomy of Hell.
Oh yeah. Talk about a fucking,
I think this was your copy, right? It was your DVD copy.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah
you lent it to me. I loved it, of course, and proceeded to show it to everybody else I knew in our film school, anybody who would, you know, hang out with us, and everybody just across the board hated that movie and just found it so despicable, and I knew that I had a real friend. Should we kick this off? Should we just talk about the year 1985 actually, because 86.
Yeah, the way it works is that it's 86, and it's as they always do, they're recognizing the films of the year before, which would be in this case 1985, and just a plethora of bullshit, just like a bunch of nonsense that as usual. I think it's also important that we state very much so the fact that we are fully aware that the Academy Awards are a racket of just nonsense and bullshit and glad handing, and in no way do we ever, like, I mean, we are all aware of the fact that, like, every year the wrong thing is nominated every year,
but and it's still, like, without like everybody fail watch it.
Oh no, of course. I mean, it's like our time to shine in terms of, like, fucking, you know, it's our Super Bowl, if you will.
Right.
It's a mess. It's every year it's a mess. It's every year it's pretty much like more or less you're lucky if you can get something that's like, oh, well, you know, that was, I enjoyed that, instead of like, oh, well, that's one of the worst things I've ever seen. And now it's like, or I've refused to watch, which is, as you know, mostly the case in my
There's going to be a lot of that. I mean, we're going to be talking about a lot of things that we've never even seen, probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Which I was just, you know, having
which is
a
not fair. And
that.
If you're not on board with it, you don't have to listen to this. It's not
exactly.
fair.
Hey,
it's not going to be fair.
You know what? Let's weed out the week now.
Okay. Because yeah, we don't really want to talk about, you know, if we were doing,
if you think, I'll tell you right now, if you think that either Jake or I are going to spend, you know, a couple hours with, out of Africa.
No.
You must be, you're sorely fucking mistaken. No. It's not happening. It's not happening.
I recommended last week that I said that I think that we need to go through them and watch them all. And Brian said no. And so I decided I was
with
like,
with the rate that we're going, I mean, both of us are probably going to be dead sooner rather than later. I don't have that much time
right.
to be, you know, pulling in out of Africa and fucking, you know, it's not happening. I'm not gonna sacrifice you know, hours of my life to watching Green Book or The Shape of Water or fucking The Artist, you know. It's not happening.
Right. So that's why this is sort of moot point. And but we just wanted to give this thing a little structure. I'd also like to just add that I know Brian maybe doesn't feel like harping on this, but I do think that it's almost premature to select a movie a mere month or two. Was it there in February outside of the year?
You care more about that. I don't give a shit. I think
it should be done any other way. I'm just saying it's a ridiculous way of doing things at the same time.
I think it's easy. I think it's quite easy to recognize things in their due time. I don't think you need to. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, if you do it like that, you know, movies that have become beloved over the years, it's like, what? So we're going to retroactively give like, fucking Shawshank Best Picture just because, like,
well, that's
everybody's
a bad
seen
example.
It nine times on. Well, that's an example that is, that's a perfect example of what would happen, because it'd be like, oh, well, so you want to recognize, like, Shawshank instead of, like, whatever, you know, it's like, who cares? Just because everybody's seen it on TNT 900 times with their dad when he falls asleep, like, you know, who cares?
Yeah. Well,
I know you'd be retroactively given Lincoln Best Picture, so I know.
Oh, fantastic! You know, so we were gonna. I was suggesting we do our due diligence. Brian opted out of that immediately,
It depends. I will do if we keep going doing this. There are things that I'm genuinely curious about, or in terms of maybe haven't seen. Or need some refreshing, and I'm like, ah, oh, that'd be a pleasure. Let's try that. Let's give that a go. But not 85.
No, sorry, not 85. No, I will say that.
85. I'm good.
I was gonna take it upon myself to sort of, you know, have the journalistic integrity, but I also decided to opt out of that one. Much to the chagrin of Charlotte, who I think was kind of looking forward to. Curse of the Spider Woman, but
witness
for the eighth time.
witness, Jesus fucking Christ, yeah. What were they doing? What were they thinking? All right, so let's just talk about it. I mean, okay. the five nominated in 1986, again, recognizing the films of 1985. The winner was Out of Africa, the much maligned by us in the past 10 minutes. Out of Africa. a little too on the nose to say lionized. Then there's Witness, Kiss of the Spider Woman, Prissy's Honor, and The Color of Purple. By in case anybody didn't know, you're gonna find out real fast. The only person loathed more than George Lucas by Jacob and I would be Steven Spielberg. A true fucking bore fest.
He's got a few jams,
but you know, I am, you know, I'm very much like, you know, not a fan. But yeah, those are the five. It's Out of Africa.
Do you like any of them?
Prissy's Honor. Of what?
Do you like any of those movies?
I can't, like, honestly.
I like
Kiss of the
Chrissy's
Spider
arm.
Woman. Kiss of the Spider Woman, I have not seen, but I'm intrigued by because
Yeah.
William Hurt won Best Actor that year, and he's one of my favorite actors.
It's
and
actually
he.
Cool. It's a weird kind of sexy 80s movie that, like, I don't
Yeah.
know how it ended up on that list.
That's cool. I mean, and of course, the fantastic Puerto Rican legend, Raul Julia. So I gotta watch that one. I genuinely am interested in watching that one. Prissy's Honor, I think I saw
Oh, I really
half
like that
asleep
movie.
once.
It's
You told me you
so.
really like it. I
It's
love
so.
Jack. I love Angelica Houston. I would
Yeah.
like to watch it, I guess. Yeah. Color Purple, you know, I don't like saw it when I was a kid, and then you as the
Same.
more I don't know, it's just like one of those things. It's like, do I really want to put myself through that again? Witness. What's Witness again? Witness is
The
Harrison
Amish one,
Ford. Is it
the Lucas Haas.
the Amish one? Oh, okay.
It's
I was
actually all
thinking of
right.
the Yeah, I caught like half of it on TV. I've seen it. It's again. This is such like a weird year. I saw like half. I saw the whole thing in like two halves on TV, on like Stars or something. And yeah, it's like fine. It's Harrison Ford, like whatever. And then Out of Africa, which I just simply refuse to even. I don't know. Even waste more breath about. I couldn't think of something
I think
I'd
we can
want to
move
see
on
else.
from the from
I just yeah. So we made an alternate list,
right?
And this alternate list is things that came out in 1985 that you know, it's a mix of things that people would probably say, well, that's more prestigious, as if that fucking matters. And then other things that are just personal favorites that you could literally fight me to the death and I will not back down on a
Like
couple of these.
just one of the guys.
No, that's not on the one I wrote down. You're gonna have to add some because there are things that I just don't care about that. Okay, so first of all, it's funny. It's alphabetical order. This list is not in alphabetical order, but if
After
you're gonna
Hours.
start in alphabetical, if you're gonna start in alphabetical order, the best picture of 1985 for me is After Hours, because that's just, you gotta be kidding me. That's one of my favorites of all
I
time.
don't know if I would disagree with you. I'm going
The
through.
only thing that's well, the only thing that's battling it that people could put on prestigious and in your beloved, looking back at it now, Come and See, which is just,
It's
you
a
know,
great movie.
fucking outstanding.
Beautiful, beautiful movie. Heartbreaking, man. It really, and I came late to that movie. I only saw it maybe 6 years ago, and I think I watched
I
it
just
sick. Like on, I was staying, crashing at our friend's house, and I was sick, and he was
And
gone for the
that would
day.
put you. I feel like if you're watching Come and See while you're sick, you're like, oh, so I'm gonna die now.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely
Like,
like,
oh, I'm just gonna die now.
my finger was hovering over a hotline.
Yeah,
I was.
I mean, as it should. All right, so I'm just gonna bang this out.
Yeah.
We can. I'm just gonna bang it out, and then we can go back to what we like. But as we said, After Hours, Come and See, Brazil. Rocky IV, which is on my list of I will fucking fight you to the death. Teen Wolf, Ran by Kurosawa. Purple Rose of Cairo, which unmatched. Pee Wee's Big Adventure, Once Bitten, a personal favorite of ours, I know. The Last Dragon, another one of my I will fucking kill you if you say something bad about that one. The only, probably after Hours, probably my true second favorite, To Live and Die in L.A. by the God, William Friedkin. Death
Personal
Wish
favorite of
3.
both of ours. Not one of my favorite of his, but a great
Huge,
movie.
huge favorite of mine. Death Wish 3.
Oh, so
Smooth
good. That's
Talk.
the punk one, right?
What's that?
Death Wish 3 is the punk one.
I believe so.
Yeah, that's the punks. It's funny. It came out the same year as Night of the Living Dead 3, which is also the punk one in that series.
You see where they were getting influenced. Smooth Talk,
Oh,
Flesh, which I know is a big
recently.
one for you. Yeah, we just watched Smooth Talk the other day. Again, Fletch, Nightmare on Elm Street 2, which,
very good.
Fantastic. My Beautiful Laundrette,
Oh,
and The Breakfast Club and Back to the Future, which I would say are the like two huge mainstream bangers that are also
fantastic
just
movies.
genuinely fantastic movies. Yeah, just
Yeah.
genuinely fucking good movies.
I would also add to that list. Are you done with that list?
I can, yeah, if you insist, good. No. You know, there were ones, there were definitely ones that I left out that I was like, I don't give a shit about, but I figured you might like, but go for it.
I was going to say the Paul Schrader film, Mishima.
Which one? What? Which one?
Mishima.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Amazing movie. Okay. I was going to say Desperately Seeking Susan, which I love. Police Story, the Jackie Chan movie.
I have not seen that. I
also wanted to include... what did I want to include? I wanted to include A Chorus Line.
You know that was never going to be a part of...
No, but...
my list, but go ahead. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, Brian and I definitely are divided on quite a number of things. I would say musicals maybe being right at the top.
Yeah. I know you're looking forward to the double pleasure of West Side Story, directed by your boy Stevie Spills, at the end of the year. I know you can't wait for that one.
Oh no!
Scratch two itches.
I'd see that off before the Lin-Manuel. Oh my god!
Well, that's just racist. You know that.
Yeah, but come on, it's gonna be terrible.
He said, "I'd rather fake Puerto Ricans than real ones." Wow! Just let the cat out of the bag with that one, huh?
Episode one.
Just put it all out there.
I just want to be clear.
There's spics at my table. Just going for it, huh? Okay.
Yeah, Mark, come on.
Yeah. For everybody who doesn't know, I am Puerto Rican 100%. So
And I'm definitely not.
But
I want that very clear.
We're going to... Jesus. Double down.
Like, I'm not going
to
be...
If we were to go for it, we could do whatever we want, honestly. But if we wanted to have some kind of like modicum of like, all right, this is kind of Oscar worthy, blah, blah, blah. I guess we're not putting like Teen Wolf and fucking, Once Bitten and fucking Death Wish 3 on there, I guess. Bummer, but I guess. If we had to do it, I could easily go After Hours, Come and See, Live and Die in L.A., My Beautiful Laundrette, and Ran, I'm going for. Or Purple Rose of Cairo, if I was going to just say five, you know, and completely just cook.
Any one of those would be a fine choice. You'd say, hey, that's the movie of the year. Not that we want to talk about how the sausage is made, but maybe we should have specific criteria, like maybe a 3-point system. Like, this is the movie that would be the most definitive of that year. Like, if we were to use my theory of like, you know, what is the movie that, you know, like had the most cultural impact? I would probably say it's actually The Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Well, if you wanted to do that, it'd be Breakfast Club, Back to the Future, Pee-wee, and
I don't know. Right now I'm looking at, I forgot to mention Runaway Train, if for no other reason but Eric Roberts' incredible performance.
I forgot that too, and that's a shame because I really like that movie. Yep. Yeah, Runaway Train is sick. I mean,
and Crush Groove was 85 too.
Was it? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That was a pretty sick year.
Well, yeah, I mean, that part of the 80s was fucking brutal, man.
Yeah, it was First Blood Part 2, by the way.
First Blood Part 2, there you go.
Yeah, so.
Those very confusingly titled films.
That is a horrifically titled. It's funny, St. Elmo's Fire came out the same year as Breakfast Club. Those are like the two Rat Packer jams, like the two
St. Elmo's Fire is fucking terrible.
Yeah, I never liked that much either.
That's a very shitty movie from a director that I think we both very much admire, in Joel Schumacher.
Yeah.
I love that dude. St. Elmo's Fire is not my shit.
I was just reading today that they're talking. They're saying release the Schumacher cut of Batman Forever.
I'm good.
Apparently, it's like not the movie. Like, I love that movie, anyways.
Yeah, it was like that movie's good. What the fuck?
But no, apparently it was way darker, and like gets into like some serious psychological stuff. There is a cut out there and people have seen it and they've said it's fucking good. So,
oh, well then if that's the case, then bring it on.
I'd like to see it.
If we get more, if there's any way that we can get more, Carrie as Kilmer.
Yeah.
Which, we're recording this on Mother's Day. Shout out to both our moms. One of my, like, as a kid, love recalling, you, like, recording a recollection of one of my mom's favorite things was, in any movie, was Jim Carrey as Val Kilmer in
so specific. I that love movie. It.
She was, like, such a huge, yeah, she loved that he had, like, the fucking mole and the glasses and the suit.
He's sexy
and,
in that.
Oh, he. I mean, there. I mean, you know, the only. I mean, to a certain subsect. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of Two-Face fuckers out there. But yeah, that's a. It's just. I mean, it's a. You know, everything that Joel Schumacher did, I feel like was, you know, horny. He was a horny filmmaker, yeah, which horny filmmaker. Obviously makes him a all-time favorite.
R.I.P. Yeah, he's great, man.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
He's great. Yeah, we could probably just talk about Joel Schumacher for a while, but let's save that for
that's a different
I mean, guy. What's his masterpiece? I mean, he's got
I mean a lot. I'm a huge Lost Boys fan. I love his Batman. I'd have to go down the list. But yeah, no, he's got bangers.
I mean, I love Falling Down's great.
Down. Phone Booth is fun as shit.
Phone Book is cool. And he like did some weird shit. Like he was the
that's why, because he learned a bunch of stuff from Woody. He was the costume designer. He was the costume designer on Sleeper and Interiors.
And he worked on Annie Hall too, didn't he? He did something on there.
I'm not seeing that. I'm
pretty sure.
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I think
he wrote The Wiz. I think he wrote The Wiz.
Did he really? That's wild.
He also wrote Sparkle and Car Wash and The Wiz. Yeah, there's like this.
Damn, dude. He like wrote all these
like
in, bro.
Fucking sick, like all these sick like black movies from the 70s, which is
dude,
like
is dialed the fuck in.
So pro. Yeah, Sparkle, Car Wash, The Wiz. Like what?
That is the trifecta. Like
that's
none other.
That's
man.
A trio. Also wrote St. Elf. Oh, I know. See another underrated kind of like banger, Flawless.
Oh, very good, yeah. Hoffman, R.I.P.
Yeah, Hoffman, the god.
Who's screaming? Is somebody crying?
I was going to say, please excuse the fucking children that I'm going to decapitate in my hallway.
In your fucking closet right now? What's going on?
They're in this. I have a hallway that's like 20 feet long, and somehow I still hear these fucking savages.
Listeners, I'll be leaving a phone number at the end of this that, you know, feel free to call if you have any concerns.
Yeah. Yeah, when you see me on the news, you know, fucking eight heads in a duffel bag, you know what's going on. But yeah, so that's, listen, 1985, there's five kind of like, I mean, you know, three out of five at least, very forgettable movies or very like whatever, low impact movies. When in reality, I think the whole mission of ours is, for some reason, if you were like, well, let me explore the films of 1985, and you look at the Oscars, maybe you just, you know, barely scratch the surface, and you will find, what is this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, let's do that twice. I mean, what's that? That's like, you know, 25, 30 movies that are infinitely better. It's not hard to be able to, like, you know, chill out and, you know, watch Stars on a Saturday afternoon and Breakfast Club is on, or Back to the Future, or Pee Wee, you know, and they show Rocky, people should, you know, different shit show Rocky IV all the time and Teen Wolf.
In that, with that line of thinking, like, I would say that Witness is the winner, the nominated films.
That's horribly.
I know, but I'd say it's sad. The only one that's like, I don't know.
They show on TV.
Culturally relevant, show on TV. People talk about Charlotte's father, who's French, loves that movie.
Nah, fuck that, man. I'm not giving anything to something that people were like, oh, the Amish one. Like, no beef with the Amish, but, like, it's just not, like, that's kind of like...
They're not going to hear
it's
this.
It's like a joke.
You can say whatever you want about the Amish. Unless they're on that, like, one-year sabbatical they get, you know, where they're...
Yeah, but then they're never coming back after that.
Wouldn't that be cool to turn...
to turn an Amish person.
To be the one. To be their artful dodger. To be their
Yeah, but knowing us, it's like more like, oh yeah, the first person to turn them on to smack.
Yeah, no, just ruined their fucking life.
Oh, you've never shot up before?
I got to go back to PA with their fucking head between their tails, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. just embarrassing their father, just wearing the worst clothes ever put on.
I'd like to see that story, though, like the guy just falls in love with the Amish girl. I mean, that's like more of a West Side Story kind of tale, you know?
I mean, you write it then. I mean,
you get the
write what you want to write what you want to see in the world. That's I think, not trying to repeat the point, but it's like I think that's the case with every year, and I think also very importantly, every year is different in its own way, obviously, and people have all kinds of connections and ties to them. We're sitting here being dismissive and, you know, out of Africa is probably like somebody's like first date. And like those people have kids now and they're fucking our age. And they're like, how fucking dare you?
Yeah, but what are those kids like? You know?
Well, I mean, listen, man, our parents like a lot of fucking questionable shit and we turned out okay. So it's more of a thing of, you know, if you're that kid and you're like, oh, well, you know, Out of Africa is my parents', you know, fucking date movie. And I hate that movie. It's like, well, you know, listen, there was other cool shit going on while you were getting, you know, when you were getting conceived. Go look. Pretty much. Go look for that stuff and find it and talk about it. I don't know, with whoever the fuck you talk about shit. Yeah.
It might be nice to mention where you could see them, too.
I mean, IMDb tells you where you can watch stuff, and if you have to pay for it and you don't, man, just get a VPN and stream that shit illegally, because that's what we do.
Fuck yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, really, we're not. I mean, there's a couple things that I know we pay for. Me and Jake share a Criterion channel and Mubi, yeah, and like, you know, we just like scrounge passwords for stuff. But if it comes down to it, and you cannot find at this point it's 2021, man. If you like have half a brain, you should be able to find stuff. There are very few things that I think we could say like unequivocally, like, oh no, that's like impossible to find. It's like,
it's not tough, though, like unless you're like illegally downloading things, though, which not everody
I illegally stream stuff, who cares?
Yeah, but if you're not comfortable with it or whatever, like things are hard to find. Yeah, and there's also some great like Twitch channels too that are worth investigating, which I'll see if I'm allowed to mention. But
that makes sense to me. All right, guys. Until the next time, which hopefully we'll have fucking cleared out some of these cobwebs from our, greatly alcohol diminished minds.
All right, love you, buddy. Say it back.